But the view is heavenly.
Pouch chuckled.
At least you're closer to God up there,
Haley called out.
We'll never get that close to God,
grumbled Harley.
Hippos can't fly or climb. We're stuck here on the ground.
You don't have to be high in the sky to be close to God,
Pouch squawked.
That's what prayer is for.
Haley and Harley looked surprised. They had always thought of prayer as hard work. At least that's what it said in Harley's book.
There are lots of rules for praying,
Harley complained.
You have to do it just right.
Says who?
Asked Miss Bimble, who was on her way to the library. As everyone gathered around Harley's book, the little hippo pointed to a page that showed a family, dressed in their best, praying in church.
Churches are wonderful places for praying,
Miss Bimble said.
But they're not the only place to pray,
Pouch added.
And you certainly don't have to dress up every time you want to talk to God. At least I don't,
Miss Bimble giggled sheepishly.
Me neither,
Pouch grinned. Pouch and Miss Bimble explained that you can pray anywhere. On the train, at the library, underwater, even at the ice cream shop.
But please,
cried Midge and Pidge, the town worrywarts, who were out on their daily walk.
If you talk to God and eat ice cream at the same time, be careful.
Good heavens, yes. You could bite your tongue.
Or accidentally stick some in your ear.
It could get very confusing, like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time.
Harley turned to the next page in the book.
You read it,
he said, handing the book to his sister.
It's got big words.
Haley cleared her throat and read aloud.
Kneel down with bowed head and folded hands.
Folded hands?
Declared Pidge.
That could be a problem.
And you don't have to kneel, Honey Pie,
said Midge.
There are plenty of other ways to pray,
said Pidge.
Bob and the gang like to pray upside down,
Pouch chimed in.
What else does that book say?
Asked Pidge.
It says you should pray in a soft voice,
Harley whispered.
Otherwise known as your library voice.
Miss Bimble nodded approvingly.
Good for some, but not me,
said Pouch, and he opened his beak as wide as he could and shouted,
Praise God! God doesn't care if your prayers are loud,
Pouch boomed.
Or soft,
Miss Bimble quickly interjected.